Welcome to Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, comic books, movies.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches, interweb with
actually
things.
Not sandwiches.
Oh, spoiler! They don't even have to listen to this podcast now.
Oh.
Good night, everybody.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, this week we have Shayla.
I'm here against my will. Help.
And Jamie.
That's me. I'm the librarian.
And Joe.
Hello.
And Jordan.
Yo. What's up, everyone?
And Alex.
Hot dogs are better than sandwiches.
That's true.
And Bill, the host.
Hey.
That's right. You always forget yourself every week.
Well, it would be weird to introduce yourself. Hi, Bill.
I want to be humble.
Yeah, you'd be like, I'm Bill, the only one that really matters.
No.
Wednesdays, we just should like not introduce you. Yeah. And then just let the awkward silence take over and then try to go on to some other topic. Then it'll be someone's first time show and they'll be like, who's that guy? I never got his name.
Yeah. That'll happen. All right. So we're starting off. A video game was released this week.
What was that video game?
Care Bears, My Little Pony Adventures.
I've been waiting all
this time. Well, that's a great crossover.
Best crossover, yeah.
Wow.
So.
How was it?
Yeah.
Well, there's Rainbow Bright and...
Whoa, that's even more of a crossover.
That's so much DLC.
Jeez.
It's sad that you know more of the My Little Pony names than I do.
The 80s cartoons are...
A Gem and the Holograms.
All right, now you're just making sure about it. Whoops, sorry.
And... Josie and the Pussycats.
Wait, can I tell you the one piece of trivia that I know about this game that you really want to talk about?
Yes, what?
That it is the only video game that actually rewards you for returning library books.
What? Really?
That's amazing.
That is part of this game that you want to talk about. So, that's my one bit of trivia knowledge that I learned on the interwebs from a library.
So, all right, so we're going to talk about Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what happened to Care Bear, My Little Pony?
Yeah, I was wondering. I didn't know they let you return library books in that game.
No, she said the game I really want to talk about. In the Care Bear, My Little Pony crossover, you end up saving Rainbow Bright from Doc Ock, and
Doc Ock is always getting into their business.
I know.
And he's like, "Give me your bottle caps."
Exactly. And then everybody hugs, and happiness is the answer.
Do they do the Care Bear stare?
Of course. You always do the Care Bear stare.
Is it the hard stare or the soft stare?
The cuddly stare.
Oh, the best of stares.
The Care Bear leer.
Yep.
I'm out.
You can't go anywhere. You're here against your will anyway.
So back to Fallout 4. We're going to go with that one. All right, so I didn't know about the library books, which is quite interesting. So, which means hoarding even more than normal hoarding. So, okay, so I guess I sidetrack in games. This game is very, very awesome, terrible, all in one. Awesome, terrible because I'll spend way too much time on it.
Sidetrack Simulator 2015.
Yes. So, with BioShock Infinite, that you got rewarded for wandering.
It was pretty limited wandering, though. That was still a short game.
You could have knocked that game out in 2 hours and...
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. That would have been difficult.
It wasn't. People knocked it out, hit the end of the game, and was like, what is going on?
Well, people can do that in, like, Legend of Zelda. They have done it in 3 hours, the speedrunners.
Yeah, but I mean, because with Fallout, or not Fallout, with BioShock, you never opened any of the side doors. You just worked your way through the game. Basically, and the side doors wandering is what gave you the full story. The extra 75%.
Right.
So that, I highly enjoyed that.
Me too.
Fallout. Okay, in Skyrim, I'm a hoarder. I like to pick up everything and check every box and look in everything.
In real life, he's a hoarder too.
It happens. You gotta get rid of his stuff sometimes too.
That's why you like this game.
So I get to pick up everything because it's not just useless now. I can craft things.
Yay!
It's like Fallout meets Minecraft. Because I can make houses, and I can make doors, and I can...
Out of what? Just whatever?
Cars.
You can scrap the cars that are in it, the trees that are hanging there, the couches. Mm-hmm. The, you could tear apart your entire house, basically, and everything inside of it, and refurnish it all.
So it's got a little bit of Animal Crossing in there, too.
I was going to say, it reminds me of Animal Crossing.
Well, I was thinking, like, Rust, because you get to build your house.
Mm-hmm.
I could build structures.
Is it safe to live on the surface?
Yeah.
Actually,
I thought it was just nuclear holocaust everywhere.
Well, it changed with the previous Fallout ones. Like, there's still nuclear radiation.
Don't drink everything. The water yeah. unless it's clean.
Or don't drink out of toilets and stuff like that.
Yeah, because does the timeline continue, or do all these take place simultaneously?
Well, the timeline continues. I think the first Fallout happened 80 years before the current Fallouts.
Oh.
So this is, it started in 2077. So they start you off in the past. Quotes.
What year were the bombs dropped?
2077.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, this is how they fill in the story. World War II happened. The bombs dropped.
Okay.
We went, okay, this is bad. Let's move on. And, you know, the day of tomorrow that Disney dreamed up, we went that route. We totally, you know, we made robots, we did all this awesome stuff, but, you know, we still kind of were stuck in the 50s, though, for over 100 years. And then resources started becoming scarce, and bombs fell. We all ran to the fallout shelter. 111, they froze everybody. Everybody died but me.
Oh, okay.
Vault 111.
Right.
What is it? Yeah.
So you're
well,
also
you just said 111, and 111. I was thinking, oh, so on January 11th.
No,
yeah.
So Vault 111. Yeah.
Viking times.
Yes, okay. Viking.
So I'm unfrozen, and I can wander out. Or I get to wander out, and everyone's dead.
Right.
Okay.
So this happens.
Oh, and that's, and then what? I wake up 200 years later.
Ah, okay. So it is approximate to the time of the recent Fallout ones. Mm. Okay. It takes place in Chicago?
Boston, I thought.
Yeah. Boston?
Boston.
Oh, is it Boston?
You have to take your books back to the Boston Public Library to be rewarded for
it. Boston, does he talk like that?
No, he doesn't.
That was a terrible accent.
Bill?
Nobody talks like that.
Have you visited a library yet?
No, I made it out of the shelter and wandered.
About 20 feet.
I wandered a decent distance. There was a town. There was my town, which I lived in. So I wandered back to my house, and my robot, who I almost shot because I'm used to killing these things, mm-hmm. was there. I'm like, okay, let me wander. I think I recognize this thing. It's my robot, 200 years later, going like, you're back, master.
Where'd your dog come from?
Okay, so I wandered down the road some more, find a gas station, and the dog helps me kill things. Okay. So I find the dog, wander a little more, find another town, find a bunch of rangers. Who's trying to find a ranger with a bunch of people who's trying to find a place to relax and make call home. They happen to go back to where my house is in this little suburbia area. And then I wander back to the shelter. Right. There's
sounds
a big,
fun.
So, okay, but I have the dog. The only thing, so I can see how this dog could be really, really, really awesome. But
he can't slit people's throats like Metal Gear Dog.
No. Well, he does snap necks, and he did. Okay, I did take care of a Deathclaw, and he totally pulled him for me while I was in the mech. And that's the other thing. Remember the big mech suits that the military has in the game?
Oh yeah,
I get those one of those like straight off the bat.
What can you equip your dog with? Like lasers?
And no.
Well, maybe like down the road he can.
Yeah.
Yeah. How far are you in the game?
Like 6 hours, but only like
3 feet from your shelter.
Yeah. 4.5.
Bill's just taking like all kinds of assets and putting it in a blender and like, I'm going to take this couch and shove it in and see if I get bottle caps out the other side.
Well, okay, so that's what I can do is I can, everything you can pick up, trees, fences, your furniture.
You can make a beautiful house out of fences and furniture.
I know. Well, I ended up scrapping the resources, I can turn around and remake it all.
Do you still have Pinterest in this game? Because I think that would come in handy.
I didn't see Pinterest. Maybe on my Pip-Boy. I haven't.
Maybe.
That's something else also I forgot was,
you're like, I upcycled this bicycle into a bird fountain.
Pivot!
Yes!
Bill, have you encountered any unpleasant encounters with zoning inspectors?
Not yet.
It's like, this is not in the right zone. Look at this place.
I know. No, not yet. But
have you killed any extreme monsters?
Deathclaw.
Deathclaw is pretty extreme.
He came out of the ground.
Oh.
I was like, what is going on? Luckily, I had that super suit on at the time. And so my dog was, like I said, was pulling the Deathclaw. And I was just like, railgun on him.
Oh.
I'm like, die! Please don't kill me. I died.
Do you know how big the whole game is? Have they said how big the world
it's
is?
It's about the size of Fallout 3.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's
that's
about
big.
The size of Boston.
Boston.
You can walk through all of Boston.
So here's the other fun thing, is you get your device, your tablet or your phone or whatever, and you also hook it up. So it's very seamless. So I can switch my guns around in the game on my phone. I can switch the radio station, change my clothes out, and it's pretty instantaneous.
That's pretty cool.
So where I'm not playing the game right now, okay, if you've never hooked up your phone to your game, you can look at demo mode. That's all it does.
Okay.
And you can play one game. Once you've hooked your phone up to it, you can, if you're not playing the game, you can do offline mode. Shows your character and your inventory and all that. You can't do anything with them. But the nice thing is you still get the first game, and which is basically rockets drop. You just shoot things and protect your buildings. And you go as you go through the game, you find computers. The computers have games. You eject their discs, and then you gain their games. So I can play games on my phone / Pip-Boy that I've gotten from the Fallout 4 game. So when I'm not playing Fallout 4, I can play Fallout 4 games.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
The Atomic Command is basically the original Donkey Kong Mario, where Donkey Kong kidnaps the princess and you have to work your way up the ladders, and he's throwing barrels down at you. But this one's also throwing rockets at you, too.
Huh.
Okay.
Or missiles. I picture Atomic Command be like Missile Command.
Oh, okay. No, I'm mixing it up. So Atomic Command is, I think it's like Missile Command.
Oh, then Red Menace is the Donkey Kong one.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Red Menace.
So there's a lot, but it works pretty well. So instead of pulling up my Pip-Boy during the game and like, okay, I can literally just switch through things pretty well.
Do you like your actual Pip-Boy?
I didn't get the Pip-Boy.
You didn't get the Pip-Boy?
I never ordered the Pip-Boy. I was always too late.
Yeah, because I had, I know a couple of people who got their Pip-Boy. They showed it to me, and it looks really fun. It's like it's a good place to put your cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I got to look at the sizing specs and everything, make sure it fits my ginormous phone, but I'm thinking about talking to somebody once I figure out how it fits. Printing.
Yeah, I don't know if that size phone would fit in it because.
Okay, on the one that they made that comes with the special edition, it's super oversized, so it fits all the phones. There's no problem. On the 3D printed ones, like the one of them I saw, they based it off of Fallout 4. The Fallout 4 Pip-Boy is smaller than the previous ones. But it's supposed to be compact and it's supposed to have a place for a tape deck player. So you can listen to, you know, things from around the world. But the phone itself, so there's like the 100% size, there's 108%, there's a 150. So they make theirs bigger, like physically bigger overall, so it will fit the larger phones. I'm not sure if it'll still fit mine.
So, Bill, what else does the world have to offer? Because when are you going to be like, I'm throwing in my cap and just beating this game.
Oh, okay. So that's the other thing. So like I said, so I'm the person who also turned Skyrim into like a 10,000 hour game because I sneak everywhere. It's the way I play.
You sneak?
I sneak everywhere. That's the way I play my characters. They raise the sneak and wander around, stabby everybody in the back and call it a day. So I told my dog to stay at my house. I hate him. I absolutely hate the dog.
He's not.
Oh, he can tell. That's why.
What?
And I hate the robot. The robot can even follow me, too. I hate them all.
You don't like your companions?
Because the moment I come around the corner, it's people like, I think I see something. My dog goes running out, and I've used more stem packs on my dog than I have on me.
I have to heal your dog?
Oh. Luckily, you can heal your dog, because your dog can also die, too.
Yeah, why don't you just let it die, then?
Then reload the game?
Why would
you can't let the dog die.
Why not?
What?
Would you let meat dog die?
If you're not going to use them.
I know.
No, D-Dog was He was a stealth master. He didn't blow my cover. He helped keep my cover.
D-Dog eventually gets shot up so bad, like, they'd have to extract the thing with a balloon.
Yeah.
But at least D-Dog was like, good to go, next mission.
Exactly.
It's like, have you put my dog back together yet?
Yeah, because if you don't need your dog, why don't you just let it die?
Because I left him at home. Because I'm not going to, like, send him off to die.
No, but if he refuses to obey you, just let him die.
I'll leave him with my robot.
It's the apocalypse.
He'll be Max the War Dog. He's fated to die.
Look, my dog will be happy at my old house with my robot and these, like, five other strangers that I have no clue who they are, but I saved them.
Your dog starts chewing on furniture. You're like, eh, I'll make another one.
Exactly. Yeah. Right now, he's in the room where the baby was, and that's the other thing. So I have to find my
kid. Did a dog eat a baby?
No.
Oh.
No, somebody kidnapped the baby.
Oh. So you can just abandon your dog?
No, it wasn't the dog. Otherwise, the story would be over. That's apparently that's the entire story.
Oh.
Somebody broke in, screwed up the everyone's freezing thing, or frozen bodies except for mine. Everybody dies. My baby got kidnapped. My wife is dead.
And so is the baby alive or is the baby dead?
Baby got kidnapped.
So is it a baby-sicle?
No, he's living baby.
But maybe the baby killed everybody.
No.
Maybe the baby kidnapped itself.
Ooh, I know.
That's right.
Quite impressive. No, I actually saw it. Like, they unfroze, and these people pulled the baby out. My wife tried saving it. They shot her, and then they left.
Maybe the baby orchestrated it. It just looked that like a kidnapping.
The baby wanted to throw you off its own trail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm hunting the trail down.
That baby didn't do a very good job.
Nope. Bill, it doesn't sound like you're hunting the trail down. You're building your houses.
I know.
Your baby's gone.
You're going to be the Fallout slumlord.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, your baby's gone, and you're contracting, building houses, going to slumlord. It's pretty awesome.
I'm cleaning up the neighborhood.
Bill, is it bad to say I would care more about my dog than my baby?
Oh.
In the apocalypse?
Well, that's why the dog is staying home. But my dog is staying home. That means I know where my dog is. I can
tell someone kidnaps your dog.
Yeah, what if the people kill him?
I don't know.
Why would, in the house?
I'm sure my robot will keep my dog safe.
What if it starves to death?
Yeah.
There's plenty of food.
I can eat furniture.
Yeah, exactly.
Make more.
I can't believe you can just leave your dog in the house and ignore it.
I told him to stay. And I can tell him to, like, pick, you know, go find stuff for me.
It's not cool, Bill.
It is not cool at all. You're just ignoring your kidnapped baby. You're ignoring your dog. I don't know, Bill. You're ignoring your robot.
Oh, yeah? No, the robot is... I want to keep my... Come on, if my dog about dies every time, I don't want my robot to... I don't even know how to fix my robot. My science level isn't high enough.
Oh, okay.
That robot wants it to stay that way.
You can make stuff out of scraps, but you can't fix a robot?
I don't know if I can.
The robot wants to stay that way, because as soon as it's like, uh-oh, science level is high enough, he can rebuild me. Yeah. It's going to have to start going out in front of you getting shot.
Why can't the robot repair itself? It's a robot. It's intelligent, isn't it?
Why can't you repair yourself, Jordan?
It's because I don't have the medical knowledge. Robots would have the proper knowledge to
repair. Are you sure? This is a butler robot.
Give me he a knows dumb how to robot. Butthole.
How much information would it take to down or process that? Like, you can just have, here's an additional terabyte on how to repair yourself.
If I give you a book on how to repair yourself, do you know how
I'm not a robot.
What if your arm gets chopped off? And even if you do have the knowledge to repair yourself, you couldn't repair yourself because your arm would be gone.
But then there'd be someone to help me at least, like, not bleed to death. Because that's the thing. You can direct them. Having the knowledge, being the robot, on how to self-repair and say, hey, owner, there are certain regions I can't get to. Can you help me with this? I'll explain how to do that.
Bethesda, get on it.
Yeah, exactly. They have gotten on it.
I'm actually surprised they went that direction because so many of the games that have like a companion, like the companion's basically invincible. And I think that's actually a pretty good system. They're invincible or they can take just tons of damage. Like in a,
it can take decent damage. And they stop attacking it once the dog's injured.
Oh, that's not bad. Because that's what they did in Metal Gear. And in The Last of Us, like, they had completely invincible and invisible companions. Because that's like a stealth-driven game. And pretty much for the entire game, this young girl named Ellie was following you, and you're trying to get her to this. Resistance group that's fighting against the evil government and the zombie land. But every time Ellie is her name, every time like you'd be hiding behind something and she have to catch up, you hear these loud footsteps of her running to catch up to you, and every time you're like, oh man, it's like ran in front of some dudes, and there all these times like she had run like in front of some guys I just snuck past, and like they would be like right in front, and they'd like They like normal people would be able to see this girl in a pink hoodie running past them, but they just totally ignore her. She runs behind a brick wall and like hides out with me. I like stand up and like they see the top of my head, and they're like, "Ah, it's him! Start shooting!" So yeah, apparently teenagers that run around loudly are completely invisible in a post-apocalyptic future, but yeah. Like 30, 40-something-year-old alcoholics who are incredibly violent are very visible.
Oh, of course.
That's how it works.
Well, and also...
They smell them.
Who's the companion that you, before you reach Philadelphia, there's that one companion who has the heavy boots and is running alongside you.
Yeah, I can't remember her name, but that buddy, too, nobody ever saw her or heard her. Like Joel couldn't like scratch his butt without everyone in the counties hearing and seeing him.
Yeah, and there's the one companion after that, I can't remember his name, but you go to you leave the initial city, you go to another city that's all booby trapped, and there's that.
I forgot his name. The shut in dude.
Yeah, and he was the loudest of them all. It was pretty hilarious. That guy had
a like no volume knob. That or yeah. If he did, they turned it up to 11 and then snapped it off.
Yeah, but so it's not the same in Fallout 4.
No, and it's not like Skyrim, because Skyrim you had an invincible character too, as long as you didn't shoot them.
She didn't die, but she stood in your way, Lydia. Yeah. Lydia,
I hated Lydia.
Lydia,
yeah, exactly.
And so far, Lydia. I can push if characters are standing in the doorway. I can kind of push my way through them or past them
politely.
No, just like get out of my way. You're in my, because in Skyrim that was always a bad thing. Like you're standing in the doorway. Why? What? Move. Just really, I'm reliving the game.
It's true to life.
Yeah, I just tried to kill my companions, and then when I, well, you can get it to a spot where they get stuck or they fall off a huge cliff or something like that, and they can never return. Yeah, I did that with my companions in Skyrim.
I went straight up the mountains all the time in Skyrim and just let them wander. Usually by the time they caught up to me...
I'm going to set you free!
Yeah. Well, they would find me and follow me, but usually by that time
about
that came around...
20 minutes or so.
They're bringing like 5 dragons, 3 bad guys, and like, why did you walk by all these guys? You should have just gone up the mountain with my horse.
Yeah, companion and... AI is not very good.
See, actually, yeah, I hated the companions in Skyrim, too, because of the way I played.
Oh, yeah.
They're great for carrying stuff, but that's the other thing. Also, my hoarding, I can walk up to the benches to build things and hit one button, and all my junk goes to the benches.
In Fallout 4?
Yeah, and it's nice. So, in other words, I'm suddenly, like, over-encumbered because I'm carrying too much stuff. I'm like, oh, there's a button. I can get rid of all this. Oh, look at that. I suddenly have, like, 100 extra space now.
Nice.
So I wander around, gather junk, find a bench, drop it all off, and continue on the game.
How's shooting? Like, do you still have the VAT system?
Yep, and they slowly move along as I'm doing the VATs.
Is it as violent as Fallout 3, where you have the slow motion gore as the head explodes or whatever?
Sometimes, and there is the gore option too, nice. Just like in Fallout 3 in New Vegas.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I can make it extra bloody.
This is going to sound really dumb, but one of my favorite mechanics in Resident Evil 4 was the inventory management. It felt like a very slow game of Tetris. It's like, oh, I got like this chicken egg and the shotgun and like a bunch of ammo. How am I going to make it fit? Does Fallout, like, do you have to like position stuff like spatially in inventory? Or is it just like, I can carry like 30 pounds of stuff. This stuff weighs 29 pounds. I'm good. Or is it like, how's the inventory management? It seems that's exactly a critical part.
That's exactly it. I can carry 100 pounds of equipment. This one item weighs 2 pounds. This one item weighs 5 pounds. My all of my ammunition combined equals 2 pounds. So like, so as long as I'm staying under my weight, I can run. Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as I go over, I can't run anymore.
It wouldn't work if they arranged it. Yeah. If they tried to do it geometrically, when you're dealing with hundreds of items, that just would be kind of annoying.
It's not the mix and match game either, where I'm making a bed. I'm not, oh, I need this type of metal or I need this type of, you know, cloth. Or it's just, hey, metals exist, golds exist. You know, well, there's various ones. But I just, as long as I've collected stuff, walk up to the bench, it goes, you have this much, you need this much. And then I start wandering around the city and just like placing items as long as, you know, I'm within the limit of the bench or close to the bench.
Oh, okay.
And my weapons, as long as I have the items that I need. Yeah, and so like a wrench will turn into two steel. Huh. So I can scrap everything. And then my first 10mm gun I started off with, I'm still using it because I just got used to it and I'm happy with how it works. And I've just been making it better. I'm sure there's a way better weapon. Like in Vault 111, if I was an expert locksmith, I could have got the alien gun straight off the bat. Like the super alien gun from New Vegas. But I'm not that good of a locksmith.
When you say alien gun, I was first thinking of the Pulse rifle from Aliens.
Oh.
They got a Pulse rifle?
I think I forget what it is. It's like the super.
So... what level are you?
I actually have been moving up. I might actually have to level my character again. I know at least three. My level is officially...
four.
Four.
Wow. In 6 hours?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I'm a slow player. I picked up everything.
Like, I figure you would have, like... ground it into I don't know.
But he's got
that.
Like $1 million.
I know.
I guess there's different types of grinding. So
yeah,
Bill, I would argue that you're not really an ADD player. You're more like an OCD player.
No, it's CDO. Because
why?
Right. It has to be in alphabetical order.
Oh yeah, see. Because that's why I couldn't play this. Because I'm too ADD. Like for three, I was like, all right, out of the vault. And this world has too much going on. Power off. Yeah.
You're like, there's so many unlocked doors. I have to lock them all. So there's so much unpopped bubble wrap.
That sounds like a nightmare. I couldn't wander through a neighborhood for 6 hours grabbing random things. Because I'd just be like, I want to play a game. I don't want to wander around.
I see.
So I'd say it'd be more the OCD, Bill. You have, if anything, an enhanced sense of attention.
It might be the Red Bull, too, though.
Yeah.
The fourth or fifth Red Bull.
That's why I'm all about my 10-hour action adventure games. I can just power through that, and I got explosions and everything all around me, and then credits roll, and I'm like, woohoo, move on to a new game.
How is the grinding in Fallout? Does grinding feel
fight.
Like laborious or
no? I've fought. I've killed a Deathclaw.
Well,
it's
I
one
mean,
of the hardest things to kill in the game.
There's a lot of materials gathering is a big deal in the game. It seems like it's a core
hours.
Mechanic.
So okay, I can level from making items, which I've been making my expertise better. So it's like I'm trying to think. I can't think of a game. I don't know. It's like a lot of games. So I can level my ability to make things. I can level my weapon usage. I can so all of these through. It wasn't bad. I've been it wasn't just killing things that made my level go up. Also,
that's
picking
cool.
picking locks. I'd be decent at that.
That's pretty cool mechanic when you can level up not just by going out and killing stuff, because that's one of the things they did in System Shock and
Planescape Torment is the ultimate. You could go through the entire game with, I think there's only two fights you had to do. The rest of it is a 50-hour game, and you can avoid almost every fight just by talking.
Huh.
Yeah. And doing other sort of skill sets.
It adds a lot more weight to the combat system in a game. If you can, if it's I don't have to do this. So when you do it, it's if you do it, it's it feels like there's a lot more attached to it than just I have to do this. That's one of the reasons I don't like Bioshock, because it was nothing but fighting. And the System Shock was had so much more metagame built into it.
Yeah.
Actually, I was thinking, maybe that's the other thing. Okay, that's what I was thinking of. ESO. So I can level my character using different things. I can craft things. I could be a crafter and level up sort of vaguely by crafting. So, that's just part of it. Obviously, I'm not going to I'm not going to top off at level 50 off of just making houses.
No, but you do it.
Let's hope
you
do
all the time.
Yeah.
And that's
I've
never
the
left
greatest contractor in the land.
You're like the Morgan of Fallout 4. You're the pacifist who just builds things.
That's right.
But it's totally something to do. That's the reason people like Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
I can't get into Animal Crossing, but I can see why people like it. It's oh, go collect these turnips. Okay. No sell them the next day. Yay, I made $3.
Yeah,
you can do that too. You can be go collect bottle caps, sell them next day. Yay, $3 or three or five bottle caps.
Hey, I'm also I also love hoarding the old world money. I had so much of that. Luckily, it doesn't weigh anything. It's worthless for anything else. Except for just having. Now I'm going to start collecting library books.
Wait, you turn them in so you get other stuff.
Well, I got to collect them, hoard them. Instead of tearing them apart for making beds, I keep them and I turn them in.
You know, people do that in the real world. They hoard library books because we've had several that don't get returned. Ah. I imagine they're trying to make beds out of them.
Or feed them to their dog named Dog Meat.
They're like, I'm trying to prepare for Fallout.
In 200 years.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what we should do if we do an amnesty day. We'll be like, bring your library books back and we'll give you fake credit for Fallout
We'll give
stuff.
You bottle caps.
Exactly.
There you go.
Bill, I hope you get distracted for so long that the game plays in real time that your baby's like 24.
I expect my baby to actually be older than me because I don't know when my baby was kidnapped.
That is true. That's why the baby might be the villain.
Yeah, I was refrozen. So like, but my kid was kidnapped, and then they turned everything back on, and I got
refrozen.
Why
didn't they just kill you?
Yeah.
This is clearly a baby who masterminded this.
Exactly.
Honestly, it was weird. They walked up to it. They're like, it's this one. And they open it up, and they're like, give us the baby. He's like, no, don't give me. Bang. And close it up, and they kind of clag. I'm like,
why your baby?
I'm like, get me out of.
Bill, the twist might be that you do rescue a baby, but it turns out that you have just stolen your grandchild from your child.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's the twist.
You just start going into different Fallout shelters, like, this baby will do, and still sort out this baby.
It weighs different, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, I hope your baby's you, that they pulled out the baby, and then it grew up, and then they invented time travel and sent you back, and then they intercepted you and refroze you, and you're saving yourself.
Doing a predestination
thing. Yeah.
Well, in about 9 years when Bill finishes the game.
Exactly.
She actually thinks I'll finish it. I still haven't finished Skyrim.
I said 9 years, okay?
When did Skyrim come out?
I don't know.
When did Oblivion come out? Let's go with Oblivion.
I don't know, but we've been married 9 years.
So. Okay.
Bill, it will take you forever. Because even Skyrim, I wandered around for like 20 minutes and then was nothing about the main campaign, and it still took like a disgusting amount of hours just to power through story, ignoring everything around me.
The story isn't that long in the main quest.
Well, doing all the side quests and stuff, yeah, too. I was doing nothing but quests.
Yeah, there are hundreds of quests in Skyrim. So yeah. But,
Bill, you better finish it. We need to find out what happens to this baby. I expect Shayla to just say, Bill, stop it. Go save that baby. We've been playing this for 8 years.
She almost hopped on to play her own.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to just pass you up. Play this game.
Yeah, Shayla, would you go for the baby or would you build
I'm
stuff?
A storyline person. I just like plow through.
Yeah, me too.
Get her done.
I just get as strong as you need to beat the story, Bill. That's all you need.
Sidetracked.
That's all you
need. I want to join the Thieves Guild. Oh, wait, wrong game.
Yeah.
wrong
game.
Wait, wrong mods.
Exactly.
Okay.
Skins?
Let's move on.
Alrighty. So... The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council met earlier this week and declared that hot dogs are not sandwiches.
Yeah, eat it, fools!
I don't like when people call hamburgers sandwiches, though. That bothers me.
Yeah, like Whopper sandwich.
A Whopper. It is a burger. It is not a sandwich.
It's its own category.
Yes.
Yeah,
a
I call
is
it a burger.
Food.
I agree.
Well, I call it a
I
burger.
Never say,
but
you want a sandwich? And then if someone brings me a cheeseburger, I'll be like, I asked for a sandwich.
Right.
What makes a sandwich then?
The content. Well,
I can actually
the
read
hamburger.
I can actually read a key snippet from the press release by the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council.
Okay, right, go
let's
ahead.
Hear it.
Limiting the hot dog significance. By saying it's just a sandwich is like calling the Dalai Lama just a guy. Perhaps at one time its importance could be limited by forcing it into a larger sandwich category, no disrespect to Rubens and others, but that time has passed. We therefore choose to take a cue from a great performer and declare our namesake, be a hot dog, formerly known as a sandwich.
Hey, that's false. And it's like calling the Dalai Lama just a human.
He happens to be a human. I love that they compared a hot dog to the Dalai Lama.
Exactly.
They think
ironically, llamas are in hot dogs.
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything in them. Yeah. So they're saying, though, that it really is a sandwich, but they're too good to be a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's what that says.
Subsection?
They're saying they're the master race of sandwiches, because the hot dogs are great.
So not all sandwiches are hot dogs, but all hot dogs are sandwiches?
I don't think they actually really did much to clarify their point. But I just love that there's, first of all, an organization called the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Secondly, they gave out a press release saying it's not a sandwich, and then made it really goofy. And then it hit the national news. I like that was a thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That was totally specious reasoning. It's uncompelling, and I'm not persuaded.
It's not a sandwich.
Well, come up with a better reason than they came up with.
A dozen reasons why the terms hot dog and sandwich are not interchangeable.
Yeah.
But I wanted 13. I wanted a bigger dozen.
Oh.
If you're watching a great athlete showing off during a game, you don't call him a sandwich.
I don't call him a hot dog.
Does ESPN broadcast sandwich eating contests?
Yes, they're called hot dog eating contests.
Imagine being at the ballpark with the organ playing, the crowd cheering, and a vendor walking through the stands saying, "Sandwich, get your sandwich here." Actually, I can imagine that. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Like, tasty. They sell them at vending machines. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Dirty Harry would have never sounded nearly as ominous if he had said, "Never ever put mayo on a sandwich." But when he said, "Never ever put ketchup on a hot dog," people sat up and listened.
What? I don't even remember that. I always put ketchup on my hot dogs.
They have a screen capture of him saying it with subtitles. And honestly, I got to disagree, Mr. Eastwood.
I like ketchup on hot dogs.
It kind of starts falling apart.
I actually, my favorite part of the hot dog is the bun. I would just like...
Oh, see, and I take the bun off.
I throw the hot dog away. Bun. So we need to eat hot dogs together.
Yeah.
I'll eat the bun, you can eat the hot dog.
We have a good ratio bun to dog.
Yeah. Number 7. There are never any myths or mystique about what's in a sandwich.
I don't know if that's to their benefit.
Yeah.
Once again, vending machine sandwiches. The
mysterious men's restroom sandwich from Futurama.
Oh.
Yeah. I was thinking about
bologna?
Bologna
sandwich.
Any of those mysterious meat sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I was actually thinking, that's not a good thing for them to say to support the hot dogs.
No, and I also say that I'm actually pulling this resource from hotdog.org.
It's an organization?
Hot-dog.org.
Hotdog.org without the dash was already taken?
I suppose so. Let's find out what happens when you take the dash out.
Oh, no.
Ready? Oh, no, you don't want to.
We don't want to know.
Wait.
Yeah, I can kind of see where this is going.
But, yeah, no, hot dogs or a hot dog.
Yeah,
hamburgers are a hamburger,
and sandwiches are sandwiches.
Yeah,
these are all like
that,
food groups.
Why can't it just be a subcategory? Why can't you guys...
Sandwiches are the super category, and everything falls underneath them?
No. Well,
like, Reubens are a sandwich, just like hot dogs are a sandwich, but the two are not the same?
Yeah, sure.
Man, somebody needs to put a flowchart together.
I don't know about that. So you're saying like a chili dog... Is a sandwich.
I'm
eating a sandwich.
No, the chili dog is a hot dog, and a hot dog which is a sandwich.
No.
It just seems weird because it's not commonly said, but that does not... We're properly categorizing.
Like,
I'm eating a sandwich?
No, because especially at fast food places, they're like, oh, our sandwiches for burgers, and that annoys me.
It annoys you?
Yeah.
Because it's not a sandwich.
Menus.
You have
like the sandwich category.
Sandwich makes it sound healthy,
there.
But it's definitely not.
I don't immediately think sandwiches like bologna and all that stuff, which is processed food. Yeah.
How come no one calls pizza a sandwich, Jordan? You could fold it like a New York style, and it's just bread and meat in the middle, and you just eat that. Boom, the sandwich.
Those are bread. Well,
what can you not call a sandwich?
Dough,
no,
technically, but it's a different form of dough. It's not
the dough is baked with the ingredients.
Yeah, it's not
the dough's not separately made.
Yeah,
and then
so where's a panini fit into this?
Panini's a sandwich.
You can still bake stuff with it.
No, if you like. Put the stuff in the dough or the and then you bake it, then it's a calzone.
Well, they're not putting it in the dough. They just have the dough and then you're melting stuff. It's like getting a piece of bread and then you're toasting a sandwich where it all melts all over the top of it.
You bake it together. Well, I will say that until we properly define what a sandwich is, we'll never reach Like, yeah, a consensus.
Because what's the difference between an open face like meatball sandwich? You basically have your bread and you put your marinara sauce and the cheese and then you bake it all and it melts over it. Why is that not a pizza?
So I like to point out that Joe is actually a lobbyist for the National Pizza and Calzone Council.
Yeah, exactly.
He has a badge and everything.
I thought he was part of the sandwich council.
Okay, but the dough's not baked. He's double dipping the pizza, right? Like pizza dough's raw, and then you bake it with
not
all the toppings.
Not all the time.
There's no point in even discussing it because we don't know what a sandwich is.
That's what we're defining.
We're saying these are things.
No, I'm saying the categories because I'm just saying if you call that. Because what's the definition? Just meat between bread, breading?
There hasn't been a...
It doesn't have to be meat. What if you have a lettuce sandwich?
Oh, there's you can have peanut butter and jelly.
Who eats a lettuce sandwich?
I'm not going to say
okay, technically sandwich means that there's something, and then there's something, and then there's the same something that's first.
Sandwiching it.
You sandwich it.
A Hot Pocket is technically a sandwich.
A burrito
is actually marketed as a sandwich.
A burrito is technically a sandwich at that point.
Alex, can you look up the Wikipedia article for
sandwich? No, because there's only one there's only one tortilla. If it was like a quesadilla, maybe that's a sandwich.
That is not a sandwich.
Like if you have two tortillas, I think that the two pieces
of
something.
You need your
something.
Categories because the umbrella is too hard. Because if something's under umbrella, it's like saying, hey, like fruit. You say, oh, bring a bowl of fruit. I can bring you grapes or apples. You're not going to be like, oh, like out of left field. But if you're like, bring over sandwiches and I bring you a bunch of hot dogs, you'll be like,
We do have that because.
Our hoagies. Sandwiches.
No, people even specify that differently. They say the hoagie sandwiches. But
hoagies
bring over hoagies.
Are sandwiches then. Joe, which is hot dogs.
It's but hoagies,
just different meats.
But hoagies more the meats and stuff that go in there. A hoagie's like a bun. It looks more, it's fitting Shayla's thing where you don't have to bake the hoagie or do anything with it. It's still a bread that you can pull apart. You can make anything you can make on a normal sandwich in a hoagie bun. It's more a preference of bread.
Oh,
yeah.
But
and they're not detached.
But that's the same way, too. If
it's
you bring
one
me
piece of bread.
Hoagie hot dogs, I'll think that's weird. Because if you're saying I'm making hoagies, I'm expecting like turkey and lettuce and stuff on hoagie buns. It's
how about
a sandwich.
Hoagie hot dog burger?
No, if you put hamburger on there, too, I'll be like, Bill, no.
Hoagie hot dog burger pizza?
No,
I'm
not
a fan of mixing meats either.
With hoagie, with meat? With hot
dogs? I'm sticking with my fruit argument.
Well, no, it's
okay. What about patty melts?
Patty melts?
Are those a sandwich?
I
or are those a hamburger?
A sandwich is a food item consisting of one or more types of food, such as vegetables, sliced cheese, or meat placed on or between slices of bread, or more generally, any dish wherein two or more pieces of bread serve as
more.
A container or wrapper for some other food.
So boom.
Or wrapper.
Not a
or wrapper. Because
it's not two pieces of bread.
Yeah.
That's
the
what Wikipedia
is still
says.
One piece.
Yeah.
And Joe, for your fruit thing, if you asked for fruit and someone brought you avocados, would you be confused or would you think, hey, this is a vegetable?
Wait. What if somebody asked for fruit and somebody brought you cashews?
Cashews?
Lagoon. Yeah. Or
no, they're fruit.
Yeah. Is that confusing?
That's the same way, too.
Did you know that cashews come from a fruit?
But nobody thinks of them like that.
So
they're in the nut family.
So you have the technical.
You're a nut.
You have
no
the technical
name calling.
You have the technical definition, and then you have the common. Well, I don't feel comfortable with that. As long as you have your technical definition, it's okay. But and I think sandwich. We just had our explanation of what a sandwich is.
So then hot dogs aren't a sandwich
because
it's not two pieces of bread.
Or a wrapper.
That's what I'm saying.
No, what was the source again, Alex?
I originally read Wikipedia there, but if you type sandwich definition to Google,
it pulls up Wiki usually.
Well, in this case, it actually pulled up a usage for the verb for sandwich. Here's the usage. Insert or squeeze someone or something between two other people or things.
What?
Typically in a restricted space or so as to be uncomfortable.
Oh, look, there's a sandwich right there at the table.
Quotation, the girl was sandwiched between two burly men in the back of the car.
Ooh, hello.
End quote. Thank you, Google.
Yeah, that is true. That's a technical.
And so was my sandwich that I had at Jimmy John's not a sandwich because it was an unwich. It was just wrapped in lettuce.
Two burly men handled that sandwich. So by
was
Google's definition,
them.
It was a sandwich.
So, but yeah, I had
a sandwich. How many pieces of lettuce were there?
I don't know. It was all 50. Wrapped together like a tortilla. It's a burrito.
Yeah, do people generally count their lettuce?
Man, this is tough.
I know.
This is a tough debate.
This is a debate that's been going on in our household for like 7 years.
Wow.
I just think the wrapper thing kind of includes the hot dog as a sandwich.
Yeah, what about like pita pit, where it's the pita?
Those are sandwiches.
It's not a sandwich.
It's a pita.
Yeah.
That goes in along with the, this is a hamburger, this is pizza, this is, and it's all in that food pyramid.
No, you just have to go through your checklist of, are there two pieces of, is there a container of some sort, like two pieces of bread or something like that? Or is there a wrapper?
Is my leftover lunch a sandwich because I put it between two pieces of Ziploc container?
Stop. No.
It has to be edible.
Are you
going to
eat it, though?
Yeah.
Did he put it in a sandwich bag?
Edible.
Did he put it in a sandwich bag, Bill?
Does it have to be a sandwich bag? You can put
sandwiches. If it's in a sandwich bag, everything's a sandwich.
No. Yes.
But you can put sandwiches in Ziploc containers that aren't bags.
Word.com says...
Yeah, Bill.
Sandwich. Noun. Two pieces of bread with something such as meat, peanut butter, etc. between them. Or two or more cookies, crackers, or slices of cake with something between them.
Yeah, even people think of breads and buns. They're all technically the same thing, too. But I'm saying, find me a human being in this world, Bill, that you can say, oh, I had a delicious sandwich for lunch, and their mind will go to, like, a hamburger. No.
Or an ice cream sandwich.
Because normal people say, oh, I had a cheeseburger for lunch. No one says, I had a sandwich that had hamburger and meat and bacon on it. And they go, oh, a bacon cheeseburger?
So when you say normal
people, sandwich cookie,
you've already indicated that there's possibly or probably other people who are not normal people who would...
I know exactly.
Hamburger.
Well, obviously, the idiots who refer to like Wendy's hamburgers as sandwiches.
That's what I'm saying. Corporate Wendy's and Burger King. Yeah, they will refer. If you say sandwich, they will go burgers.
Yeah. No, they're idiots, though.
They're idiots because you say themselves. So. They disagree with your
because
definition.
They even put that out there in all of their restaurants, and everyone in the normal world refuses to acknowledge them that way. No one's like, oh, let's go get a sandwich at Wendy's. Everyone, you get a sandwich at Subway.
The normal world being the Joe world.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you, Joe.
It could be like a regional thing. Maybe the people that don't live in Idaho all call them sandwiches.
I went to Pennsylvania and I went to a restaurant that's called Burgatory, and it was because
it was a sandwich
cheeseburgers.
Joint.
No one was like, oh, the sandwich. And then I went to sandwich shops.
What do they call Philly cheesesteak?
Sandwiches.
Is it a Philly cheesesteak sandwich or does it have any category?
I was in Pittsburgh, so that's Philadelphia. So I didn't get to have one. I don't know.
He never
what they
went to
it.
East Philadelphia. He wasn't born and raised there.
Oh. Yeah, but yeah, that's the point though. No one's like, oh, let's go get a sandwich at Burgatory. No, we'll get a burger at Burgatory.
There's a place called Burgatory.
Yeah,
nice. There should be a hot dogatory.
Jordan, I'm just saying, you find someone who you didn't coach that's like, oh, man, I could go for a sandwich at Carl's Jr.
Nobody says that.
I'm not saying it's common,
well,
but
Let's start.
Just because people in modern parlance don't rate, because hot dogs and hamburgers are specific, but are they specific enough to deserve their own category when they do fit in the category of
burgers,
sandwich?
There's more places to get a burger in Pocatello than a sandwich.
No, I'm going to accept there are certain things that people don't commonly accept as fruit, but we can accept that they are fruit even if we don't think of them as fruit. Likewise with sandwiches, if you set the definition, two pieces of bread or whatever, the container that puts the inside, like the meat or whatever.
Yeah, it's the difference of technical and social, because still saying my thing too, I would say with confidence if I said, oh, bring a bowl of fruit. No one's going to bring avocados over, because if they did, they'd know I would just glare at them and be like, you purposely did that to just be
we're
going to
bring you some fruit.
I'm like, when we come over on Sunday, we're bringing you fruit.
Yep, exactly. Bringing you lots of fruit.
I know.
Wait, are melons fruit?
People,
avocados aren't fruit? Is that under your thing?
Avocados are fruit.
Yeah.
Eat avocados.
Tomatoes
I love avocados.
Fruit?
Tomatoes?
But I'm just
tomatoes
saying most people wouldn't bring that over.
Oh.
So when you say, I want a fruit basket.
It's like
you're
a basket.
Avocado
pumpkins.
Fruit basket.
Guacamole. Pumpkins and avocados.
Some fruit dip. Guacamole.
Yeah. But anyways, Yeah.
Yeah, so it's common definition versus technical definition. So I guess we can all come to an accord in that it's
but
both
I'm saying,
right.
Considering nobody except for corporate Wendy's refers to their hamburgers as sandwiches.
But it's okay for them to do
technical,
so.
The technical, they should break it down that a sandwich is not that.
There's a lot of discord on this matter.
There is.
There is.
There's a lot of people that are like, no, hot dogs are sandwiches. No. Deal with it.
Yep.
I think that's like ISIS's message, honestly. I think that's what they're trying to get across.
Yeah. Hot dogs are sandwiches. Deal with it.
So it's clearly a divisive issue even beyond the technical.
You know what? Yeah,
Jordan, are you with ISIS on they're trying to take the hot dog down into the sandwich cesspool? Is that what
I'm
you're
agnostic
to
it.
You're trying to take the American tradition that's
guess
the hot
what?
Dog and pull it down?
I know. And Jordan, know what I think? Is there's a special place in hell for people who argue hamburgers are sandwiches. And they're right there with the people who are offended by red cups and other things as well.
There are people offended.
Because, I mean, you these people, because you recognize, there are these people who are out there. They're clearly insane, so let's not worry about them, because normal people
think of discounting them because they disagree with you.
Yeah, we probably offended some, like, people because we're talking about OCD. Because Target had a shirt that was like, something Christmas disorder.
Over shopping Christmas?
Overexcited Christmas disorder or something. And people were like, that just makes light of my disease and you should not sell that shirt.
Hey, but Shayla, like, I'm just really? Saying, if we did our throwdown, we're like, pick out our camps, meet at City Hall. Yeah, the hamburger people, we would totally demolish you.
Just
sandwich.
Go. You can't. That's an argument by majority, and that doesn't.
I know,
really
and this is a
well.
Democracy, and a hamburger is American tradition, like Alex is talking
it
about.
Science isn't democracy.
Because my side, which says that hamburgers are sandwiches, are the CEOs, which means I'll just be the top 1%.
Yeah.
No, and it's okay, and you can name it that, but all your employees will be just shunning you, being like,
"I'm still the top 1%."
I know who we can talk to settle this debate. We just got to get hold of the Hamburglar and ask him.
Yeah.
There we go. Because he spent his whole life with
the
this
problem
issue.
Is, and that's like asking a vet what the cure for like very human cancer is. I mean, he operates on hamburgers, not... and hamburgers are clearly still sandwiches, so...
What if the Hamburglar says they aren't?
What if he kills a man because he calls a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah.
I could see him do that. He is the Hamburglar.
Bill, that's just what I say. All these people, they need to have their specific little... That can be their little tier of hell where they're trying to order, like, a legit sandwich. And they keep saying, like, I want a sandwich. And people keep throwing them hamburgers and hot dogs. And they're like, no, I need a sandwich.
No, everyone has wanted the sandwich, the hamburgers to become, you know, sandwiches. This is proof with McDonald's is no longer number one as the restaurant chain of the world. Subway
is. Really?
Yes.
Because of Jared?
Of course.
Has anyone seen Jared recently? I wonder if he's like locked in a basement somewhere.
He's been hiding.
I think Subway actually killed a guy with meatball subs, found like a body double who's super skinny, and they've just been like taking him around the country trying to prove that this man's Jared.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like we should hit something for the last few minutes.
I just
want to
have the last word here. Joe, your arguments are weak, and I kind of agree the special place in hell. That's funny. But your arguments are still weak, and a sandwich is a sandwich.
No, I'm just saying, those people, they can go down there. Whereas me, I can show up and be like, hey, I'd like a sandwich. I'd like a hamburger.
Yeah, but
and all you hamburgers or sandwiches, you'd never
you
get a sandwich.
Know
ever.
The variety of sandwiches. There's tons of varieties of
you're just eating a hamburger
sandwich,
forever.
I think I can sell this debate.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Sausage Made?
No.
Yes.
Have you ever seen A Sandwich Made?
Yes.
Which would you rather watch?
It's neither.
How does that answer the question?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't...
The gruesomeness of sausage being made?
I don't think it's that gruesome. I guess I'm like...
Well, they stuff it into like a thin...
Skin?
Pig butthole?
Intestine. Or some
well, what
other...
About?
I don't understand why you brought this up as part of our argument.
I'm
settling.
Because a lot of the meat that you put in sandwiches is equally disgusting in how it's produced.
Like, but no, he's saying like, actually, you haven't seen that meat produced. You saw the sandwich produced.
That's one of the ingredients of the the hot dog or the hamburger or whatever.
This is what, this is why there's never going to be world peace.
Because you see a hot dog being made, you see the sausage put in the buns, and then you have the condiments and everything, and then there you go.
It's just keep on making this awkward. Yeah, I got a shovel for you. You want some help?
I'm just saying that, like, and then you see the sandwich being made, and it's still the same sort of. So the sandwich, hot dog, but the actual manufacturing of the ingredients can be distasteful, I guess.
I blame you for this, Alex.
Yeah.
Just Jordan, so you know.
Yeah, I'm going to remember this day. Because every time you say, oh, we should get sandwiches for lunch, I'm getting you a chili
dog. I said, I'm agnostic. I'd actually appreciate that. I love chili dogs.
I'd be more impressed if you get a chili dog at a normal place in this town.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of places that sell it. Not in this town.
I am agnostic, indifferent to this. I'm just married to the logic of it, and I don't think that you have a logical position.
Hey, whatever.
We'll do one last change. We'll let Alex choose.
How about we talk about Hawkeye on this?
Let's talk about Hawkeye!
Comic books. We haven't talked about them yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Matt Fraction run of Hawkeye ended like 2 years ago. And since it ended, I've been on pre-order for the omnibus, which was supposed to come out in January. And it came out last week.
Yay!
But it is an amazing story. And if you have not read the Matt Fraction run of Hawkeye, we cannot be friends. So, sorry, guys.
I haven't read it.
You haven't read
it? But
I
will read it soon. But, because he got the omnibus.
So the current run of Hawkeye is done by Lemire, which is good, but the Matt Fraction run is just so phenomenal, and it makes him, you know, he's a human being, and he doesn't have any superpowers, and it really plays that up, and it's just really well written, and I really loved it. And I read it again, because I read it when it came out in issues, and now I've read the entire thing, and it's just a wonderful story. I'm super excited that it finally came out.
I liked a little bit. I read the first issue when it was, like, a long time ago when it first came out. But yeah, I like how it plays off of Hawkeye being like very much mortal.
Mm-hmm. But it was torture having to wait from issue to issue because it was just so well written. So it's nice now that it's all collected that you can just read it in one go. Yeah, so there you go. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Does he romance Scarlett Johansson?
No.
No.
He's actually romanced several people.
He's married, remember?
Yeah.
With kids.
Yeah.
Children of his own.
Okay.
That is crazy.
That's not the Matt Fraction run, though.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. Alternate universe.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that was good.
Sorry, I'm watching sausage being made.
With some very happy music.
Yeah, some great background music there.
Festive sausage.
Yeah, I was like, it's almost on Christmassy. You can't watch that video yet, not till after Thanksgiving.
No.
You can. They brought the decorations.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
It's gonna be okay, Bill. I want holiday peeps.
Holiday peeps.
Oh, I was gonna say Cadbury.
I was gonna say
Cadbury egg. And yeah. I'm like, oh, they don't make those during the holidays. Something else.
They made them during Halloween. Peeps.
They do. The scream eggs. Which I don't know why they can't make like Christmas eggs. They can be like full of like mint goo or something.
See, that's why you don't like the peeps though, because you don't like mint peeps.
That's true. But Cadbury does everything right.
Yeah. They do. Yes, that
they
is
can
very
make
true.
No false moves.
They really can't.
Yeah, I hope we won't receive any argument here. Like Cadbury eggs, always good. Everyone agrees. Unlike sandwiches,
they're not a sandwich though.
there's some people that just do not like Cadbury eggs.
Is that possible?
I like them.
It's.
You like the caramel ones, don't you?
Okay, I like the caramel ones.
Ah, see? Everyone.
I don't like the white ones.
They are good. I like all of them.
I only like the caramel ones.
I don't like the ones that have leaked and then the insides have become solid.
Yeah, when they turn all gummy and it's not just like the kind of sticky, well, not sticky, but like the kind of creamy vanilla cream goop. That's gross.
Maybe the peanut butter ones. So do they make peanut butter ones?
I think they do.
Are you thinking of Palmer's chocolate?
Maybe I'm thinking of that.
Yeah, the Palmer's peanut butter stuff is like their least disgusting thing they've got, but yeah, it's not great.
All right. Probably should wrap up the podcast. We got like an hour down.
Should we wrap it in a pita wrap?
A sandwich
called hot dog?
Yeah.
Hot dog! Any famous last words?
Yeah. Would you like fries with your sandwich? Said no one ever.
I'm totally going to say that next time I go to McDonald's.
Excuse me, I want some fries with my Whopper sandwich. Thank you, Jack in the Box.